Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 47. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 28. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Lots of sunshine and dry Friday and Saturday. Upper 30s Friday, upper 40s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 20 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Wichita passes a plan to charge people to park downtown.
City officials say the plan will help to address deferred maintenance at public garages. Rates will be $1 per hour at meters or a maximum of $5 a day in surface lots and $10 in covered garages. Parking meters will not be installed in the Old Town Business District, however. The plan is expected to generate about $3.5 million in the first year. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has updated the CanDrive Road and Weather Information website and mobile app to include information sharing for work zones, better detour information, and more alerts on low visibility and ice and snow conditions. The site also operates in Alexa. To view the new features, go to candrive.gov or download the mobile app. The updated features were developed as part of the US 83 Advanced Technology Project. There's also new information on the US 83 corridor. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced on Monday that the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services has been awarded an additional $10 million in federal funding to enhance the state's efforts in integrating primary and behavioral health care. Governor Kelly said this additional funding underscores their commitment to breaking down barriers to care and ensuring that every Kansan has access to comprehensive, integrated health services. And by fostering collaboration between behavioral health clinics and primary care providers, they're building a stronger, more resilient health care system that meets the needs of all Kansans. This, promoting integration of primary and behavioral health care, or PIPBHC, funding from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration builds upon the $10 million that was received in August of 2023 as part of a transformative five-year federal grant initiative aimed at improving whole person care in Kansas. The project focuses on developing behavioral health resources and referral systems within primary care provider networks by leveraging the expertise of certified community behavioral health clinics, which have a proven track record in delivering behavioral health services to the communities. And the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, in consultation with the Association of Community Mental Health Centers of Kansas, will collaborate with the certified community behavioral health clinics to implement the initiative. Each of the participating certified community behavioral health clinics will partner directly with at least one primary care provider to ensure individuals have seamless access to both behavioral and physical health services, as this integrated care model recognizes the critical connection between physical health and behavioral health and aims to address them in tandem and manage whole person care for Kansans. A man from Hayes died in an accident just before 9 p.m. on Tuesday in Ellis County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2003 Toyota Tundra, driven by 40-year-old Brandon L. Frick of Hayes, was southbound on 183 at Munger Road when the pickup crossed the center line and struck a northbound semi driven by 34-year-old Jesse W. Crum of Colorado. After impact, both vehicles traveled into the west ditch and came to rest on their wheels. Frick was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Brock's Keithley Funeral Home. Crum was not injured, and Frick was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Several new laws are set to go into effect at the start of 2025 in Kansas, including legislation that will finally do away with the state's tax on food. Lawmakers in the Kansas legislature passed laws following the 2024 session, with Governor Kelly approving 101 of them, and legislators were able to get 10 additional laws approved without the governor's signature or by beating her veto power. Kansans can expect to feel the benefits of having the state's tax on food dropped on January 1, 2025, after Governor Kelly approved legislation in 2022 to gradually phase out the food tax in Kansas, with it being completely taken away as of 2025. The state's food tax was originally 6.5% prior to the legislation, then was passed in 2022. The tax was dropped to 4% in 2023 and then to 2% in 2024. Deputy Hayes Police Chief Brian Dawson reported that three Hayes juveniles allegedly stole three vehicles on November 7th from West 17th Street, West 15th Street, and Hillcrest Street in Hayes, with one vehicle being involved in a rollover accident and a vehicle owner reporting a shotgun was inside their car when their vehicle was stolen. Officers deployed canine units and drones to search the area of the rollover scene in the 1100 block of Rome Road, and Dawson said the occupants had fled the scene. Dawson also said on November 7th, a vehicle burglary allegedly took place on East 19th Street, resulting in a stolen Beretta handgun. On November 8th, a second vehicle was found undamaged on East 15th Street and returned to its owner. On November 14th, a tip led officers to one of the juvenile suspects who was reportedly in possession of the stolen Beretta handgun and was defacing its serial number, and altering or removing the serial number of a firearm is a federal offense. Dawson said officers executed a search warrant at the juvenile's residence where they allegedly discovered the stolen Beretta handgun with the serial number scratched off, and they also found the stolen shotgun and drug paraphernalia. During the search, another male juvenile gave a false identity and posed as a runaway. He was arrested after being identified as having a warrant for rape out of Pawnee County, though his arrest was unrelated to the vehicle thefts. The juvenile suspected of being involved in the vehicle thefts was arrested and remains in juvenile detention as of Wednesday. Two other Hayes juveniles, a male and a female, were questioned and released to their guardians. On November 26, the third stolen vehicle was located in rural Rush County, which was found damaged and subsequently towed. Dawson said the juvenile who was arrested for the vehicle thefts has a hearing scheduled for Friday to determine whether he will remain in detention. In Nebraska news, a fundraiser, 68-year-old Jack Olson of Omaha, was sentenced in federal court on Tuesday to 21 months in prison for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and 12 months in prison for tax evasion after taking money from an Omaha nonprofit, and the sentences will be served consecutively. U.S. District Judge John Girard also ordered Olson to pay $136,178.75 in restitution. From 2017 to 2023, authorities said Olson was raising money for the Latino Peace Officers Association, or LPAO, and keeping a large cut for himself. The organization said every penny of donations went to its causes, like athletic programs or at-risk youth. However, the U.S. Attorney's Office said Olson was actually keeping 65% of the donations he had collected, and then without approval from the board, he upped his share to 80%. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Olson spent a lot of that money on personal expenses. He conducted business with cash and avoided making records that would allow the IRS to see how much money he made. Olson failed to file income tax returns from 2018 to 2021, resulting in a loss of $95,705 to the federal government. Johnny Palermo, the former leader of the LPOA, was sentenced in April to 2 years in prison. Former Omaha Police Captain Richard Gonzalez, who led the nonprofit Police Athletics for Community Engagement, got 18 months in prison. As authorities said, Palermo and Gonzalez provided then-Omaha City Councilman Vinny Palermo with gifts like airfare and luxury hotel rooms to influence his action. Vinny Palermo, who is not related to Johnny Palermo, was sentenced to 27 months in prison. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton Police Department posted on social media that beginning around December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the New Year's Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in the number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired. So you should plan ahead, leave your car at home, and ride with a designated driver or take other transportation services. If you're hosting a party, make sure everyone has a sober ride home. And if you see what appears to be an impaired driver, please call 911 because you might just save a life. Norton's Chief of Police, Jay Sharp, said you need to keep in mind that if you're going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. Line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out to make the right choice, the sober choice, and to do it now. According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, December 9th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education for USD 211 was called to order at 5:30 p.m. by President Michael Terry at the Alice Tweed Center. And five members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy congratulated the cheerleaders on their second-place finish at State Cheer and the dancers on their sixth-place finish at State Dance in Topeka. Mr. Roy also wanted to commend the sponsors that went down with the team as their bus was rear-ended at a stoplight, causing the person who rear-ended the bus to need medical attention, and they did not hesitate in helping until the medical crews arrived. After an executive session, the board returned to open meeting, and a motion was made to approve the filing of the litigation of the installation of the AC units by Jennifer Miller and seconded by John Granberry. The motion passed 5-0. Jana Hammond presented to the Board of Education on LETRS training, which stands for Language Essentials for Teachers of Reading and Spelling. The essential components of reading are phonics, phonemic awareness, vocabulary, reading comprehension, fluency, writing, spelling, and oral language. Eisenhower Elementary School has 23 teachers and the principal who have either completed or are participating in completing the LETRS training, and there are 5 teachers at the junior high and high school who have started the training this past fall. After 2 executive sessions to discuss personnel issues pursuant to the personnel exception under COMA, the board returned to open meeting at 6:50 p.m. A motion was then made by Jennifer Miller and seconded by Kate Sprigg to approve the November 18, 2024 PDC meeting minutes and points, and the motion carried 6-0. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel issues pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, the board returned to open meeting at 6:56 p.m., and President Terry then adjourned the meeting at 6:56 p.m. Memorial services for Wayne Smith, 83 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 28th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Wayne Smith Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Glenn Schultz, 96 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, December 20th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and interment with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Booster Club and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Frank Hillebrand, 72 of Clayton, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, December 19th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial with military honors will follow in the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, December 18th, also at the funeral home, and a wake service and rosary will follow at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norcator Fire Department or the Knights of Columbus and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, it'll be your Christmas meal with chicken breasts, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, rolls, s'mores bars, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham, sweet potatoes, roll, potatoes, vegetable, dessert, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 47 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 28 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, which should become west after midnight. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 57 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be clear with a low around 16. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 39. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 45. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 50. And on Tuesday, Christmas Eve, it should be sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.48. The dew point is 16 degrees, and the current wind chill is 9 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Former Chiefs first-round pick running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire is leaving Kansas City. The running back announced via his X account on Monday that he was being waived by the team, with the team later confirming the move. Edwards-Helaire wrote on X, quote, "Love ya, KC. A family I didn't know I needed. Y'all made a kid from Baton Rouge dreams come true. To Chiefs Kingdom, it's all love, and the support I had in troubling times will forever be unmatched from you guys. With love, Clydro," end quote. KC selected him with the 32nd overall pick in the first round of the 2020 draft out of LSU. He produced 1,100 yards from scrimmage in 13 games as a rookie in KC, but his snaps and production have since waned. The 5'7" running back lost his starting job to Isaiah Pacheco in 2022. He started the season on the non-football injury list and wasn't active at all since he had been activated from the NFI list to the active roster. CEH did win two Super Bowls with the Chiefs. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me Mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.